Gwen Webb was a high school student in one of Birmingham, Alabama's segregated public schools. In early May 1963, she was ready to participate in what would become a pivotal moment in the city's civil rights movement. Her story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
It's Practical Polly Radio. I've switched to cooking with healthier oils. So now what do I do with all these tubs of lard? Skinny jeans feeling too tight? A bit of lard on your hips and thighs and those pants slide on like a dream. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils, like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
It was May 2nd, 1963, Birmingham, Alabama. Gwen Webb and other school students had been working with Dr. James Bevel for a planned civil rights march in downtown Birmingham.
We knew that it was called D-Day, and I always told Dr. Bevel that was a day of deliverance.
Students were told to go to school that morning. Then they could leave to come downtown and march. Gwen's mother was totally against her daughter's participation.
She told me that morning, "Gwen, don't go to that march today." And I mean, don't go. And I was raised in a Christian home and raised not to lie. She said, "Do you hear me?" I looked at her. I said, "Yes, ma'am, I hear you." But I didn't say I wasn't going, did I?
Gwen took a toothbrush and clean underwear, just in case she was jailed. When she was inside the school, the doors were chained shut, so no one could leave. Gwen was told to watch for a sign outside the window, which would let her and other students know when it was time to jump out the windows and escape the school.
I got up to go out the window, and I felt a breeze, and the only fan that was up there was mine. And I looked back, and I told them, I said, "But you said you were going. You promised Dr. Bevel. You promised Miss Cotton, you promised that you were going." That's when the kids start running.
Running out the window, that is, headed for downtown Birmingham. The scene was repeated at numerous schools.
I kept looking back. I've never seen so many children coming from each direction to converge right here at 16th Street Baptist Church.
The students had gathered. It was now time to march. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Birmingham, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCrae.